Thank you, everyone, for joining us on day two of RNIB's Inclusive Design and Sustainability Conference. Day one must have been great because everyone's back for day two. It's always a good sign when you're back for the second day. But I thought yesterday was fantastic. I now know I need to get my groceries delivered by Starship, a little robot. I thought Google were fantastic, talking really passionately about inclusivity baked in, you know, to the inception of design. And I spent my evening Googling black holes, actually, and trying to work out the sounds that you get, as we saw at the end of the day yesterday. So look, a brilliant day, massively varied, and we're going to have a great day today, I know. I mean, can you imagine what the world today would look like if accessibility, inclusivity, and sustainability had been baked in from inception? I mean, no, it isn't. Right now, a lot of companies are embroiled in a frantic scramble to retrofit inclusive design, and we know it doesn't need to be like that. With future focus and cross-sector collaboration, we can build projects, systems, and spaces that are made for everyone and indeed made to last. And RNIB, as I think you get from yesterday and today, is genuinely fiercely committed to future-proofing society. We launched our new strategy last year, which includes ambitious, and the team know these are ambitious, ambitious 10-year goals to drive innovation and social change. And we want blind and partially sighted people to be central to design across healthcare, across education, across technology, transport, and so much more. And we all know, indeed, that design for everyone is better for anyone. And by working together, we can make sure that happens. I think, going slightly off script for a moment, I mean, you know, we schedule these events a long time in advance, not quite knowing what's going to happen in the world. And here we are today with the U.K. government publishing a green paper today on welfare. And we've seen, you know, challenges to the D&I agenda globally since the start of the year. And I think only, you know, those two things only make the point about how difficult life is for disabled people and people who are visually impaired. And I think we've got a great opportunity collectively with those of us in the room to really use technology, you know, as a massive enabler to support disabled people and visually impaired people, you know, in the face of some of these societal challenges. And certainly, you know, my team will be all over today the U.K. government's publication of that sort of green paper on welfare. And we're anticipating, you know, £6 billion cuts to the welfare budget, which are going to hurt visually impaired people. And we need to be all over that and championing, you know, that in opposition to those cuts coming today. It is testament to the importance of this work that delegates from around the world have joined us at the event. So again, big welcome to Dr. Walton A. Webster, the permanent representative to the UN and ambassador who so eloquently kicked us off yesterday at the start of the conference. And we've got a fantastic panel discussion coming up later today, hosted by Sightsavers International, which features experts from organizations in the U.K. and Canada and Africa, talking about the implications of rapidly advancing technology. And this truly is a global question that we're here discussing over the 2 days of this conference. We can only achieve an inclusive and sustainable society if it is a global effort. And the guest list for this event is a warming display, actually, of the international commitment to building a better world. I'd like to say a huge thank you to everyone who's traveled so far to be here. I mean, the weather in Glasgow is not normally this nice, I don't think, in March, so we managed to put on some RNIB weather for you. But I mean, I do appreciate you making journeys from far-flung places in the world to be with us for the couple of days of the conference. A crucial enabler of success is having support of industry leaders. And again, we're incredibly grateful to Google and Meta for sponsoring this event. And as ever, your support is absolutely essential in driving the change we want to see. I'm just going to use my time at the podium just to pick out a couple of individuals. So first, I'd just like to put on record my thanks to Aidan Foreman, who's sitting up there. I can see Aidan smiling at me, who's 15 years of... He didn't know I was going to embarrass him this morning, so... I can't see you, Aidan, very well, but I think you might be blushing over there. But anyway, just look, massive thanks to Aidan for all he's done over 15 years at the RNIB, you know, to not only driving our internal technology, but also building a lot of the relationships which underpin events like these. So Aidan, big thank you. A lot of work's gone in, and, you know, I really appreciate it in my time at RNIB, so thank you. And as you would have seen yesterday, you know, the baton more than ably passed to Linda Rogers, who closed yesterday, who's sitting down here. You know, and Linda's got a big and exciting job to take on, the technology challenge both inside the RNIB and building out of events like this and really trying to drive the technology to support our strategy and make the world a better place for blind and partially sighted people. So we've got a great lineup of speakers today. You want to get me off and start the day, so let's get on with it. So first up is Gus Messer from Meta, who will be talking to us about unlocking human potential and stories about AI and wearables. So Gus will come up in a minute, but all that remains to me to say is thank you all for being here, whether you're a delegate, a speaker, a sponsor, or you're manning a stand, and please do go and engage with the stands. There's some great stuff on display out in the hall. You're playing a great part in paving the way for a future founded upon inclusive and sustainable design, and I think that's something we should all be really proud of. So thank you very much. Let's get on with the day. Gus, over to you. Thank you.